RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, and focus news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headline. Indonesian economy of third quarter 2017 grew to 5.06%. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs pushes farmers' welfare in Indonesia. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs follows up the arrest of the wife of the ISIS official, Omar Khaya Mauti. And now the news in detail. The Central Statistics Agency announced on the third quarter 2017 national economic growth reaches 5.06%. Head of the Central Statistics Agency, Kecuk Suharyanto, explained that the economic growth on the third quarter 2017 is higher than the economic growth on the second quarter, which was only 5.01%. Accumulatively, the national economic growth from the first to the third quarter 2017 reached 5.03%. In a press briefing on Monday, 6th of November, Suharyanto explained that there are many events which stimulate the national economic growth on third quarter 2017.
Ya, ini sebenarnya pemikiran kita, gagasan untuk bagaimana
the price of oil and gas and non-oil and gas commodities in the international market during the third quarter shows encouraging improvement. Many commodities have increasing price and commodity price of mining product. The second note, the condition of global economy in third quarter also increased. Suharyanto moreover explained inflation in Indonesia very controlled, where the price of food faced deflation. The reality of government's job in third quarter also more good. Meanwhile, the growth of economy third quarter more low from estimate Bank of Indonesia 5.18%. He hopes that quarter fourth in 2017, growth of economy could more higher than third quarter in 2017. Suharyanto further explained, inflation in Indonesia is also very controlled, where the price of food is deflation. The realization of government spending in the third quarter also improved. Nevertheless, the third quarter of the economic growth was lower than the Bank Indonesia or BI approximation of 5.18%. He hoped in the fourth quarter of 2017, economic growth can grow even higher than the third quarter of 2017. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, as the initiator of the event of International Workshop on Improving Small-Scale Farmers' Welfare, which was attended by representative of International Institute for the Unification of Private Law or UNINDROIT Food and Agriculture Organization or FAO and International Fund for Agriculture Development or IFAD, hope that Indonesian farmers' welfare can be increased and they can also increase their knowledge, including the business process. This was stated by Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Ministry, A.M. Fakhir, at International Workshop on Improving Small-Scale Farmers' Welfare event in Jakarta on Monday, 6 of November. By the attending of International Foundation, the farmers can learn about the knowledge of the experiences of other countries.
Kita tentu meminta perwakilan kita di Manila dan juga
this is actually our thoughts. The ideas how on one side we increase more the farmers' welfare and to improve their knowledge, including the business process, because the farmers are considered the weakest side. So it is our ways for them to let know and probably to get knowledge about the experience of other countries. Thus, we invite international organizations to share with us. Furthermore, A.M. Fakhir said that he hopes that there is international cooperation. On one hand, it is important for Indonesia, and on the other hand, Indonesia can also contribute to other countries. Related to activity of Omar Khayyam Mauti as the high official of ISIS who had control Marawi, Omar Khayyam's wife Minhati Madrais finally succeeded to be arrested on November 5th by the police of the Philippines after entering the list of fugitives. In regard to this, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs asked the representative in Manila and Davao to follow the investigation process and to make sure the identity of the suspect. This was stated by Deputy Minister of the Ministry. A.M. Fakhir, after opening the event of International Workshop on Improving Small-Scale Farmers' Welfare in Jakarta on Monday, 6 of November, to handle the issue, his ministry will cooperate with the government of the Philippines.
Saya punya kerjasama penelitian dengan dari Universitas Tottori.
We ask our representative in Manila in and in Davao to follow this by first making sure the identity of the suspect and following the investigation process over there. Then we see how we cooperate with the government of the Philippines to handle the issue. Regarding the repatriation of the suspect to Indonesia, Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs will be submissive to the local law and the process will run well, as of the cooperation between the two countries. Indonesia has one of biodiversity world, namely food mushroom, which began to develop. Indonesian food mushroom has various kinds, so that Japan badly interested to increase mushroom research with Indonesia. It was stated by food mushroom cultivation researcher of Biological Research Center of the Indonesian Institute of Science or LIPI, Iwan Saskiawan, to Voice of Indonesia after media briefing about food mushroom cultivation in Indonesia at LIPI's Media Center in Jakarta on Monday, 6 of November. Furthermore, Iwan Saskiawan explained mushroom becomes one of food material that has higher nutrition. He said mushroom consists of 19-35% protein, higher compared with rice, which has 7.38% of protein, and wheat has 13.2% of protein. Beside, Iwan hope farmers mushroom in Indonesia can boost their mushroom cultivation so that their income and welfare also get more increase. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi in a meeting with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani expressed Indonesia's commitment to support the peace and reconciliation process in Afghanistan. A press statement published by the Foreign Ministry's official website in Jakarta on Monday said Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi arrived in Kabul on Monday 6th of November at 7:15 a.m. local time to conduct her working visit in Afghanistan. During the visit, Foreign Minister Retno discussed various bilateral cooperation with President Ashraf Ghani. In the meeting, Minister Retno Marsudi discussed the follow-up of the Afghan president visit to Indonesia in early 2017, especially regarding the country's peace and reconciliation process. The minister further said that Indonesia, as the biggest Islamic population in the world, is able to be a model in building peace in Afghanistan. The Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Kadin, evaluated that the 2017 Trade Expo Indonesia, TEI, is able to open and optimize export opportunities from domestic to non-traditional market. Chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Rosan P. Ruslani, said that the Trade Expo held on October 11 to 15, 2017 has invited various potential buyers from non-traditional countries and open export opportunities for the local businessmen. Rosan P. Ruslani added that in addition to utilizing the expo to increase the trade, the local businessmen are also likely to attract investment from foreign businessmen. It is not only attract foreign investment to the country, but also the opportunities for local businessmen to invest abroad. On the occasion, the Director General of National Export Development of the Ministry of Trade, Arlinda, conveyed with the concept of business to business, B2B. The TEI 2017 has also facilitated the signing of 37 Memorandum of Understanding purchasing mission from 19 countries. The highest transaction value is based on the order of the country on TEI 2017 purchase mission, namely Saudi Arabia, Malaysia, Egypt, and Thailand. The last item, the central government is set to allocate 3.17 trillion rupiah for the construction of several facilities near the border with Malaysia in North Kalimantan province. In a press statement released on Monday, North Kalimantan Governor Irianto Lambri said that he has received information that the central government would increase the budget fund for the construction of several facilities in the new province. He also remarked that 1.14 trillion of the funds will be allocated to the province through the Public Works and Housing Ministry to build 127.5 kilometers of road parallel to the borders. The provincial government will also receive 99.4 billion rupiah to upgrade Nunuka Airport, including subsidy for the operation of ferry boats for Tarakan Nunukan, Nunukan Sebatik, and Nunukan Simenggaris routes. And to end the news, here are the main points once again. Indonesian economy of third quarter 2017 grew to 5.06%. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs pushes farmers' welfare in Indonesia. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs follows up the arrest of the wife of the ISIS official, Omar Khayyam Maut. And that was the news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program. Commentary. The title of today's commentary is Indonesian Students Must Improve Business Interest. Vice President Yusuf Kalla asked Indonesian students not to dream any longer of becoming civil servants. This was delivered on 4th November 2017 after inaugurating Andalas University Hospital in Padang, West Sumatra. Vice President Yusuf Kalla reminded the scholars not to dream toward as a civil servants. The Vice President's appeal is certainly based on existing data. Vice President Subkala views that every year, approximately 900,000 students are graduated from 4,000 universities throughout Indonesia. While every year, the prospective civil servants are recruited no more than 50,000. Of the quantity, the required scholars are only about 20,000. Less than 1% of the graduates are accepted to work in government agencies. What the president exposed, as you say, expressed, is of course based on certain reasons. In 2017, the number of candidates for civil servants of Indonesia reached 2.43 million people. These applicants compete for about 37,000 formations. This means that one position is targeted by 65 applicants. In regard to the first competition, the fresh graduates have to think about other opportunities. Vice President Yusuf Kala affirmed that the most open and unlimited job opportunities are the business world. In this sector, new scholars have a chance to develop their creation and innovations. Currently, the opportunity to conduct business in the network, especially online, is open enough. Knowledge, skills, and expertise special experience will lead scholars to become reliable professionals. They are ready to plan strategies to increase revenues. Another thing that should be taken into account to be able to develop and succeed in the business world is to develop a business based on the network or online businesses through the internet, including social media. Hopefully, Indonesian scholars are able to open employment opportunities for other Indonesian people. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's start with November 7, 1917, the start of the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. The Bolshevik Revolution, also known as the October Revolution, was a revolution carried out by the Russian Communist Party under the leadership of Vladimir Lenin and Alexander Butganov. After seizing power in Petrograd, then Russia capital, they overthrew the nationalist government under the leadership of Alexander Kerensky, who began ruling since February. This government was appointed after Tsar Nicholas II of Russia was overthrown. Although this revolution occurred on November 7, 1917, according to the Gregorian calendar, but because Russia was still using the Julian calendar, according to the Julian calendar, this event occurred on October 25, 1917. And therefore, the revolution is called the October Revolution. With this October Revolution, the 20th century entered the first era of communism. Over now to November 7, 1945, the Masyumi Party was founded in Yogyakarta. Majelis Syura Muslimin Indonesia, or commonly abbreviated as Masyumi, was established on November 7, 1945 in Yogyakarta. The party was founded through the Congress of Muslims on November 7 and 8, 1945, which aims to establish a political party owned by Muslims as well as the United Party of Muslims in the field of politics. Masyumi was eventually dissolved by President Sukarno in 1960 because the characters were suspected of involvement in the revolt movement from within the Revolutionary Government of the Republic Indonesia, or PRRI. During the reign of Suharto, Masyumi figures were allowed to reactivate politics by merging themselves in the United Development Party. The last is from November 7, 1963. Indonesia's 10th Prime Minister Juanda Kartawijaya dies. Insinyur Raden Haji Juanda Kartawijaya is the 10th and last Prime Minister of Indonesia.
He served from April the 9th, 1957 to July the 9th, 1959. After that, he served as Minister of Finance in the Working Cabinet I. His greatest contribution in his tenure was the Juanda Declaration of 1957, stating that the Indonesian Sea is including the sea around, between, and within the archipelago of Indonesia, becomes a unitary territory of NKRI, or known as the archipelagic country, in the Marine Law Convention of United Nations Convention on Law and the Sea. His name is immortalized as the name of the airfield in Surabaya, East Jawa, which is Juanda Airport, for his services in fighting for the development of the airfield. It is also immortalized for the name of the forest in Bandung. Within this park, there is also a museum and monument Juanda. Juanda died in Jakarta on September the 7th, 1963 because of a heart attack and was buried in Kalibata Hero Cemetery, Jakarta. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus. The theme of today's focus is that Indonesian diplomacy in international world. Its pet start for innovation and competitiveness of the Minister of Education and Culture, Ananto Kusumaseta, said that the Indonesian delegation to the United Nations General Assembly of the Organization for Culture, Education and Culture, UNESCO, invited several UNESCO member states at the reception. In the reception, Indonesia raised the support to be included in the membership of Executive Board of UNESCO period 2017-2021. As quoted by Antara News Agency on Friday, Ananto said that the meeting was related to the election of UNESCO Executive Board members in the United Nations General Assembly on Wednesday. The lunch reception was attended by Minister of Education and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, as the head of Indonesian delegation at UNESCO General Assembly. Indonesian Ambassador to France, Permanent Delegation to UNESCO, Hotman Garaja Panjaitan, Ambassador Alternative Permanent Delegation to UNESCO, T.A. Fauzi Sulaiman, Chairman of the Delhi Commission of Indonesian for UNESCO, Arif Rahman, and Secretary General of Education and Culture, Ministry Didik Suhardi. Minister of Education and Culture Muhajir Effendi, in his speech at the reception, expressed his appreciation and gratitude for the cooperation that has been established so far and asked for support for Indonesia that is running for a member of the Executive Board of UNESCO. He also said that the government of Indonesia has been running for a member of the Executive Board of UNESCO for the year 2017-2021. He said that on behalf of Indonesian 250 million people from more than 500 ethnic groups and using more than 700 languages, and as the largest archipelagic country with some 17,000 islands, Indonesia understands the difficulties and threats that come from climate change and natural disasters such as neighboring countries in the South Pacific region. Minister Muhajir further said that Indonesia is a country blessed with a great natural and cultural diversity and social and religious plurality. Yet, this nation lives in peace and harmony as reflected in the national motto, Unity in Diversity. Indonesia has been a member of UNESCO since 1950. Previously, Indonesia has been a member of UNESCO Executive Board from 2011-2015. Indonesia fought for education for all, gender equality, tolerance, and understanding between religion, belief, and culture. Minister Muhajir also said that Indonesia has also been an active player in maintaining international peace and achieving global prosperity and supporters of multilateralism. He remarked that he appreciated the full support of friendly countries for the domination of Indonesia and made UNESCO as a place for all and a peaceful home for all human beings. Well, that's Focus Today. Thanks for listening.
Here is our news in brief. The Central Statistics Agency announced on the third quarter 2017 national economic growth reaches 5.06%. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, as the initiator of the event of International Workshop on Improving Small-Scale Farmers' Welfare, which was attended by a representative of International Institute for the Unification of Private Law, Food and Agriculture Food and Agriculture Organization and International Fund for Agricultural Development hope that Indonesian farmers' welfare can be increased and they can also increase their knowledge, including the business process. Related to the activity of the Omar Khayyam Maut as the high official of ISIS who had controlled Marawi, Omar Khayyam's wife Minhati Manrais finally succeeded to be arrested on November 5th by the police of the Philippines after entering the list of fugitives. Indonesia has one of biodiversity wealth, namely food mushroom, which began to develop. Indonesian food mushroom has various kinds so that Japan badly interested to increase mushroom research with Indonesia. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi in a meeting with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani expressed Indonesia's commitment to support the peace and reconciliation process in Afghanistan. The Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry (KADIN) evaluated that the 2017 Trade Expo Indonesia is able to open and optimize export opportunities from domestic to non-traditional markets. The central government is set to allocate 3.17 trillion rupiah for the construction of several facilities near the border with Malaysia in North Kalimantan province. And that was our news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Tiwah tradition. Stay tuned. Listener, with a very rich culture, Indonesia has a variety of rituals or traditions that are held from birth to death. Interestingly, all these rituals are unique and different each other. Like the death ritual held by Dayak people in Kalimantan. They held Tiwah tradition, the procession of delivering spirit of the ancestral relatives who had passed away. Later, the corpse will be burned. The tradition is aimed to straighten the journey of spirit or the soul of relatives to Lewu or heaven. In addition with this ritual, the local people believe they can escape from bad luck and bad influences. The tradition is usually done to desire the widow stages for a woman whose her husband passed away. After conducting the tradition, the widow is allowed to choose whether she wants to get married again or not. ¶¶ Listener, it is not easy to hold the Tiwa tradition. It is required long preparation and quite large funds. In addition, the series of Tiwa procession also takes a long time, even more than a month. Therefore, the timing of the operation is not specified, depending on the readiness of the family. Tiwa rituals is usually conducted by Kaharingan beliefs in Palangkaraya, Central Kalimantan. The existing ritual since long time ago and inherited from generation to generation has become a cultural icon for Dayak community, especially those in Central Kalimantan. Listener, in the implementation of Tiwa ritual event, is usually performed other rituals as complementary, such as Tantulak ceremony and the event of animal sacrifice such as buffalo, cattle, and pigs. In the Dayak Kaharingan belief, a dead person must be delivered to Malian Hill. From the hill, the spirit will go to Ranying Hatala Langit or heaven until the family performs the tradition of Tiwa. Listener, generally the tradition is only held when one of the traditional leaders of Dayak tribe died. In the procession, the boning is not only done to the traditional leader, but also other bodies that have been buried. A number of bodies, either the new ones or bones, will be burned along with the customary leader. This tradition was held lively, involving almost the entire community of the Regency and used as a tourism icon. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonderful today with the topic Tiwa tradition. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. It introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Agency for Language Development, Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Pasar Tradisional, or in English, Traditional Market. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word very slowly. Twice, you can follow after me. Pasar tradisional. Pasar tradisional. In English, traditional market. Pagi-pagi. Pagi-pagi. In the morning. Pergi kemana? Pergi kemana? Where are you going? Membeli. Membeli. To buy. Sayur, sayur, vegetable. Ikan, ikan, fish. Biasanya, biasanya, usually. Di sana, di sana, there, segar, segar, fresh, murah, murah, cheap, kol, kol, cabbage, tomat, tomat, tomato, wortel, wortel, carrot, broccoli, 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 mentimun, mentimun, cucumber, kentang, kentang, potato, seledri, seledri, celery, buncis, buncis, beans, bersama-sama, bersama-sama, together. Next is a conversation on pasar tradisional, or in English, traditional market. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice. You can follow after me. The conversation is between Nita and Ani Etnitas. Ani, pagi-pagi kamu mau pergi kemana? Ani, pagi-pagi kamu mau pergi kemana? In English, Ani, where are you going such early morning? Saya mau ke pasar tradisional membeli sayur dan ikan. Saya mau ke pasar tradisional membeli sayur dan ikan. I want to go to the traditional market to buy vegetables and fish. Biasanya kamu membeli sayur dan ikan di pasar mana? Biasanya kamu membeli sayur dan ikan di pasar mana? Where do you usually buy vegetables and fish? Saya biasanya membeli sayur dan ikan di pasar Muara Karang. Saya biasanya membeli sayur dan ikan di pasar Muara Karang. I usually buy vegetables and fish at Muara Karang Market. Di sana, ikan dan sayurnya selain segar juga murah. Di sana, ikan dan sayurnya selain segar juga murah. The fish and vegetables there not only fresh but cheap as well. Kamu mau membeli sayur apa? Kamu mau membeli sayur apa? What vegetables are you buying? Saya hari ini mau membeli bermacam-macam sayur. Saya hari ini mau membeli bermacam-macam sayur. Today I'm buying various vegetables. Kol, tomat, wortel, brokoli, mentimun, kentang, seledri, buncis, dan juga pare. Kol, tomat, wortel, brokoli, mentimun, kentang, seledri, buncis, dan juga pare. Cabbage, tomato, carrot, brokoli, cucumber, potato, celery, beans, and also pare. Kita pergi bersama-sama ya. Kita pergi bersama-sama ya. Let's go together. Oke? Selain sayur, saya juga mau membeli ikan. Selain sayur, saya juga mau membeli ikan. Besides vegetable, I also want to buy some fish. Baiklah. Baiklah. Oke then. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi till we meet again.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular music corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present Dangdut Song by Ratu Idola. Stay tuned. Thank you.
ada yang lagi deketin aku. Aku pura-pura gak tahu. Tiap hari nanyain aku. Udah makan, udah mandi, udah tidur, udah nanya melulu.
Just listened to a song entitled Ada Gajah Di Balik Batu. The song also became the latest single of a dangdut singer, Ratu Idola. The song, which was released in mid-2017, composed by Apoy Wali and has been popularly sung by Wali Band. Ratu re-released the song Ada Gajah Di Balik Batu with dangdut version. The different concept of music from the original one is combined with Jaipong music elements, an ethnic music of West Java, very nice to dance. The song Ada Gajah Di Balik Batu tells the story of someone who makes various attempts to express love feeling. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Cintamu Oplosan. Happy listening.
Cintaku diopos lagi, sayangku.
Ratu Dewi Kartika, or well known as Ratu Idola, is a singer born on July 7, 1989, in Bogor, West Java. Ratu is the main winner of Wali Cari Idola 2013, which was held in four cities of Java Island, and Ratu became the first winner who set aside 500 other participants. She was a participant from Jakarta. After winning the Wali Cari Idola 2013 event, Ratu Idola then released a single entitled Cintamu Oplosan. The song of Dangdut Koplo was composed by Yogi Gaijin, which tells about someone who likes to cheat and sell out their love. The music itself is cheerful and easy listening. The song then goes into the album Wali Cari Idola 2013, a compilation album with Wali Band. Success with the single Cintamu Oplosan, Ratu Idola then released several singles, such as Mas Mukidi. In 2016, the phenomenon of Mukidi is so famous and became viral in a number of social medias, even the national television stations. The Javanese distinctive name is very close to the plain style in every jokes that were spread on social networks. Inspired by the joke of Mukidi, Yogi Gaijin took advantage of the moment. Yogi Gaijin created the figure of Mukidi to be a song with the title Mas Mukidi, which is packed in Dangdut Reggae concept. The song Mas Mukidi tells the story of a woman who interested to Mukidi's famous figure, whereas the woman used to reject Mukidi's love. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Mas Mukidi by Ratu Idola. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Mas Mukidi, apa kabar dirimu? Sudah lama kita tak bertemu. Mas Mukidi, sekarang kau terkenal. Di mana-mana jadi omongan. Dulu kamu ingusan, rambut juga tutuan. Mas Mukidi, tampang lu betul.
sudah melebihi selebriti. Mas Mukidi makin sibuk sekali, tiap hari sering masuk TV. Dulu kamu ingusan, rambut juga tutuan, tetapi sekarang kau rajin perawatan. Dulu jadi bulian, kini jadi rebutan. Ku jadi menyesal, dulu menolak cintamu. Mas Mukidi, tampang lugu tapi aku rindu. Dulu ketinggalan zaman, sekarang tampil kekinian.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
Ada yang lagi deketin aku. Aku pura-pura gak tahu. Tiap hari hari nanyain aku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.